Now, if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
And if they fell this way, you'd say they
forwards.
Okay, and if you've been fishing and I said, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no, something, a one. No.
Not a one.
Not a one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody apologized for breaking something of yours,
mm-hmm.
a vase or something, you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a crying child, you might say, what's wrong? And the child might say, well, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Have you ever heard an expression in reference to something that is likely to happen in the future, like, say, a child spoiled, and you might say when he grows up, he might have trouble. He might have trouble like as not, or apt
probably.
As
probably.
You would just say probably in
uh-huh.
a case like that. Have
yeah.
you ever heard like as not, or apt as
not? Yeah, but not really
not.
Very often.
Yeah. Okay, now, the kind of trenches that a plow cuts would be?
Furrows?
Mm-hmm. If you had a good yield of something, you'd say they raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. If they had, this could be true, I guess, in a yard or any place. Mm-hmm. If you were trying to get rid of brush and trees and stuff, you'd say you were
clearing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what somebody would call a crop that's not planted, that just comes up by itself?
Wild.
Okay, have you ever heard the term volunteer?
No.
Okay, do you know what people, when people are doing wheat, they tie it up into a...
Bundle or sheaf?
Exactly. Okay, now they take these bundles or sheaves and then they pile them up into a... Shock, have you ever heard?
Mm-mm.
I think it's amazing you know bundle or sheaf. if you were talking about the yield of wheat, like per acre, you'd say, the way they measure it, you'd say we raised 40... If they measured it by the bushel, you'd say
oh,
you raised 40...
40 bushels
yeah.
per acre or whatever.
Yeah. Do you know what a combine does?
Now that cuts it in...
I'll just get to see how you would say it. Okay, it cuts it and it thrashes it?
Yeah.
Threshes it or thrashes it? What would...
Thresh.
Thresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about oats and you were using oats in a sentence, would you say, oats are grown here or oats is grown here?
I'd say oats are grown here.
okay, if you and somebody else had to do a job, now when you told that person about it, you'd say, now who is it that's going to do it? And you'd say, well,
you and I have to do it.
Okay, now if you were not speaking to him, you were talking about him, and you'd say, now, he doesn't want just you or just me, he wants
both of us.
Now, if some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, you'd say,
we are coming.
Okay. And now, if you were coming with a guy, you
mm-hmm.
and a guy were coming, and I said, who's coming? And you didn't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying pronouns here.
Okay.
You'd say something and... Would you say he and I or him and me?
He and I.
Okay.
He and I.
Okay. Now, if you heard a knock at the door, somebody might say, is that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that's...
Okay, pronouns, right. That's he. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you knocked at the door and somebody said who's there, you'd say it's
me.
Mm-hmm. And okay, if somebody came in and you were expecting somebody else, you'd say.